This episode of The Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, rock, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never-worth from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours I'll be serving up a steaming file of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If there's a song you'd like played on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, the Desperate Hours, as is most of WMFO's programming, is being pre-recorded due to access restrictions still in place at Curtis Hall. Anyway, I'm back this week with all new content. Going to pay tribute to Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts, who passed away about 10 days ago at the age of 80. We're going to play 7 songs, 1 song in each set. We're also going to recognize that it's back to school. As it has been for the past week or so, with a couple of songs. Ironically, no song poems this week, or any German, Japanese, Italian, Spanish, or French lessons. We all mostly Stones content. Some Todd Farm finds over the last couple of weeks. I hope you enjoy it. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Go to Boston.
Hey.
Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Back me up tonight will be Phil Black's Combo with Ribbon of Darkness, 7-inch release on High in 1968. This is Todd Farm 5, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. You just heard The Lost with No Reason Why, the demo version recorded at Ace Recorders around 1965. I got off the best of thing, you know, the compilation, early recordings, demos, acoustic and live, recorded between 1965 and 66. Came out on ARC-ARC in 1996. For that, Martin Denny with Aku Aku, the Aphrodisia LP, came out on Liberty in 1959. We've got that little drop in between the two songs. You'll understand it was a reference to a notorious place. A place where those of us who were underage got served. Anyway, we opened the set or the show with the Rolling Stones. Can't You Hear Me Knocking? From Sticky Fingers, came on a Rolling Stones record in 1971. The first example of Charlie Watts drumming, the late Charlie Watts. Jimmy Miller, the producer of the record, played congas on that. And there's another track where Charlie Watts played excellent drums with some assistance from somebody else. But we'll get that out later in the hour. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Abigail Beecher, now his street teacher.
are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Just heard Revere's own Freddie Cannon with Abigail Beecher, 7-inch released on Warner Brothers in 1964, you know, recognizing the back-of-school season and sadly the unofficial end of summer. Anyway, before that, you heard the Four Wheels with Central High Playmate, 7-inch released on the Soma label in 1964, but I ain't gonna lie, heard off a compilation, Hipsville Volume 3, released on Cramden in 1995. Before that, you heard the Kingsmen, this was a Todd Farm find, another one not from this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, the Kingsmen with Killer Joe, 7-inch released on Wand in 1966. And we kicked off the set with another fine example of Charlie Watts drumming, this time from 1989 on the Steel Wheels LP, and hold on to your hat. Hey, you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internets? Why don't you make me an ID? All you gotta do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Then your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a waiver and MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, and admit you are, all you got to do is like the Desperate Hours on WNFO Facebook page and join the group. Throw me a phone. And you can message it to me there. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Big weekend away.
We had fun.
Oh, you look like you had fun.
A lot of fun. And?
And?
And this morning I realized I forgot to pack my birth control pills.
Oh, sh**.
No, sh**. Oh, sh**. I'm freaking out. But what are the chances, right?
Sometimes even the best plans don't go according to plan. That's why there's emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, just wait?
I don't know. What would you do?
Think positive.
Not funny.
To learn more or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC. Because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Session, your possession, I'm out. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Most intimate scenes ever shown on any screen. In Bad Girls Go to Hell.
I don't understand. No, I don't. to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Nothing but winners, now you losers scram. Got no time for tests or a school book exam. All the kids know we're the coolest around, cause we've got the best prize. Meet any time now, early in the morning, we go screaming by, loaded up with chicks in front of Hot Rod High. Gonna tack it up in the parking lot, cause a quick half hour is all we got. When the lunch bell rings and we're gonna split, cause all we care about is the shifting bit. Such a drag down to Hot Rod High. We're gonna tack it up in the parking lot, cause a quick half hour is all we've got. When the lunch bell rings and we're gonna split, cause all we care about is the shipping bit. All the winners, now you lose your spread at
to the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard the Honda, the B-side, the Little Honda, and Hot Rod High, 73 from Mercury in 1964. Well, that's a mod in a track called I Give You an Inch and You Take a Mile from the compilation The World Ain't Round, It's Square. Came on a teenage shutdown in Germany in 1998, originally released on the Peck label in 1966. Well, Ennio Morricone, a bonus track from Ennio Morricone, beside the opener, the title track to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, was from a compilation, his best of thing of all songs, title tracks mostly, that he did for Sergio Leone in the 60s and 70s. Came out on RCA in Italy in 1989, originally released in the United States on United Artists in 1966. Well, that's a Rolling Stone, yet another example of Charlie Watts drumming in My Obsession. From the LP Between the Buttons came out of London in 1967. Anyway, you got the third set of the evening with Leonard Rosen and orchestra with the title theme to the movie The Chapman Report. Came out on the soundtrack of The Chapman Report, Warner Brothers in 1962, starring Claire Bloom, Jane Fonda, Shelley Winters, Ray Danny, and others. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. He's on a Desperate Hours on WMFO in Memphis. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Take these records, if I may. I feel they would be of invaluable assistance to me in combating the evil in my school.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now What's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school.
Chuck U. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
It started when they took and hitched a boiler to a wheel and made the mechanism run along on rails of steel. But there were lots of people who would never ride the train. They said it was the devil's work and chanted this refrain. I'm gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. I'm gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do. It wasn't long before they figured out a way to fly, and there were airplanes zooming every which way in the sky. Folks said if man was meant to fly, he'd have a pair of wings. You'll never get me up in one of them confounded things. I'm gonna ride on the train like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. I'm gonna ride on the train like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do. But trains and planes were just a-starting pretty doggone soon. They had a rocket ship just pointing straight up at the moon. Folks laughed and called it crazy, and they hollered at the crew. You'll never get it off the ground, and even if you do, I'm gonna fly in a plane like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. I'm gonna fly in a plane like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do. They're gone now, all those things at which the people used to scoff. And so are all the people since that cobalt bomb went off. There's just a handful of us left to start the world anew. And we've agreed on one thing that we all are gonna do. We're gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. We're gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
I need you more than birds in the sky. you. The true little girl that you can lift your tears from my eyes. Look, if you ever tell me goodbye, I'll be down and you'll hear me cry. I need you more than anybody else has needed anyone before. I need you. There's no one else.